Hi there, Roberto. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Really? Okay. So hopefully you can hear me well enough for me to get you the details of the service. That's why Mary wanted me to get on the line here. Of course, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. It's also my job to make this affordable for you. Now, are you doing, you're doing commercial, but you prefer residential, right?
So we do a little bit of both. For this type of marketing, we are, I guess, prioritizing more residential because we do,
okay.
We want to keep our sales team busy, but I mean, we can take on both.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, you know, obviously our job is to make sure that you are getting phone calls from both residential and commercial customers, and that's exactly what happens here. You get calls directly to you. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, you know, not a percentage of your profit. This is for first page placement on Google and Bing and the local map, that PAC result where really 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's where most people go when they don't know who to call, so they won't even need to know already the name of your business. As long as they are in your service area looking for your services, you're going to pop up as one of those top options. Of course, people will see your website, and the calls, of course, will be coming directly to you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, as far as the pricing goes, you do qualify as an established business. It's going to reduce the cost of the service by actually, in this case, a little bit more than 50%. It'll save you $300 every single month, bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to exactly $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. So again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is going to be that flat rate. This does include first page placement in the local map on Google and Bing. Also a Facebook listing, Facebook paid ads, Yelp, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I do. So actually, I received an email from someone.
Okay.
I believe it's called the VIP package.
Right.
Where it kind of broke down the pricing here for us, where, and I see it here, the monthly cost is $299,
mm-hmm.
and then just I think the upfront cost is like $350. Now my question is, and you mentioned, Facebook ads. I currently have like our own, Facebook team, like Mark kind of
mm-hmm.
team that's already handling that.
Okay.
If for whatever reason, let's say we didn't want to go with Facebook, is there a way to remove that and save the $100
I mean, we could definitely do it without that Facebook ad campaign. You know, we don't do a standalone program for the search engine optimization, not anymore, just because of the, you know, the competition, not our competition, but the client's competition. It seems like just about everybody wants to be on that first page of Google. And the search engine optimization by itself, it would take 45 to 60 days, best case scenario, maybe 60 to 90 days. So, I mean, it's something that we don't necessarily recommend unless it's like a very rural area and, you know, maybe not a lot of competition. We want you to see the results and see the results quickly. Any type of paid ad, whether it's Facebook ads or even like Google pay-per-click ads, that's going to jumpstart your campaign, get your phone ringing quickly. Now, I'd be more than happy to kind of talk to you a little bit more in detail about like Google Verified or local service ads. Now, Mary put in the notes here that we might have sent that email to your partner. Is there a different number that there might be, you know, that report or that account that I can look at real quick here?
No, there's not a number, but I've got like an email that I've got sent to us.
Your partner doesn't have another number? There's not a different number that we might have called your business on?
Oh, yeah. It probably is, actually. Here, let me get that quick for us. Let's see, Antonio. Yeah, it could be one of these two numbers. It's 414. 243-8033.
Let me see if I can find it there. So that doesn't look like the number that we would have called your partner on. You said there's a second number?
Yeah, he could have possibly done... here, let me pull that one up. Try 414.
Mm-hmm.
554-0006.
Okay, let me see if I can pull that up. So you have a team that's managing Facebook ads. Have they had success with that?
Yeah, yeah, and they got it completely pretty much covered. So, I mean, as far as, like, the Google guarantee and, like, the Google ads, like, we're all for that. Like, right now, you know, that's really what we're in need for. And then I was reviewing the email and all the other extras that you do, and, you know, it definitely makes sense. And so, I mean, if we could just remove the Facebook, that would help us out a ton.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Google pay-per-click ads, there's a minimum requirement of $300 per month. So taking the Facebook ads out and then swapping those Google ads in, you know, that would be $499 a month. $300 of that would go directly towards the Google pay-per-click ads. Now, I'm looking right now, I know you guys do a lot, but it's a lot of roofing, right?
Yeah, it's all home exteriors. So we do like roofing, siding, you know, windows, gutters, like all exterior work. But we started as a roofing company, correct?
Got it. So it's all exterior work. Roofing still kind of your bread and butter. Because I'm looking for, you know, kind of get you a good, accurate, cost for the pay per lead. So if you're familiar with Google Guarantee, it's now called Google Verified. It's the businesses that used to have a little green check mark next to them, still called local service ads. That's still a synonym for that product that is still relevant. With that, it's qualified leads coming directly to you. The calls do route through a Google phone number, so the Google AI makes sure that it's a verified, qualified lead. Has to be someone in your service area. They have to be requesting a service that you want to provide, and you have to either quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them. If it doesn't meet that criteria, you'll automatically not be charged for it at all because it would not be a qualified lead. When it is a qualified lead, you'd be paying $92 per lead. Big job, small job, tear off and replace, repair, whatever it is, it would be $92. And again, most consumers go to the Google Verified section because they know something about it. They know that Google is endorsing those businesses. In fact, it's usually the customers with a little bit more disposable income. They're not looking for the cheapest guy. They're looking for the best guy. So they go to Google Guarantee. Now,
okay,
you don't
so
pay,
then
right?
What happens to this like monthly thing that we were just talking about before?
Yeah, that's completely something that we can do for you. I just wanted to get you the options for Google Verified. So the month to month, I mean, like I said, we could do Facebook ads, but you guys have that pretty much dialed in. We don't do a standalone program for search engine optimization. We can swap the Facebook ads out for Google pay-per-click ads. And then again, you're looking at $4.99 on a month-to-month basis. I might even with that be able to reduce the cost of the search engine optimization component from $1.99 down to $1.49. You'd still be getting $300 of Google pay-per-click ads, but it would be $4.49 a month, not $4.99. So again, since you've got the Facebook ads kind of handled in-house, we could do Google pay-per-click ads. It's still a flat rate, though. You're not paying per click. It's our job to manage those $300 worth of ads to make it through the entire month, of course, to get you the highest return on investment, to cover your entire service area. And we are actually Google Premier Partners, and the partnership program started a little bit less than 10 years ago to help businesses see a higher return on investment using Google pay-per-click ads. Google Guaranteed or Google Verified was not even a product at that time. So we do get our training and our updates directly from Google. We are certified to manage Google Ads, get you the highest return on investment, the highest ad rank at the lowest cost per click. So phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions, those are all things that we would be doing to make sure that you see the maximum return on investment using Google pay-per-click ads. And of course, the search engine optimization, so you'll be in that local map or that pack result. That's going to put you on the first page twice, at least twice. You may even appear below that local map organically because of all the content that we'll be creating for your business, your website, and some of those additional directories might even pop up in the organic section. And of course, when someone can see you on the first page more than once, they're more likely to pick up the phone to call you. You don't get twice as many phone calls. It's more like 4 to 5 times as many phone calls because people will know that, you know, you're the guy they should call. They'll see that you're recommended by Google many times over. So if I can include the $300 of Google pay-per-click ads, drop the overall cost as far as the search engine optimization part would go, and that would be $449 out the door on a month-to-month basis, I'd be able in that case to waive your initial setup fee. Would that be something you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Google Ads would be a good investment, that's for sure.
It is a fantastic investment, very high return on investment with the Google pay-per-click ads. Now, I did want to ask because I saw an Angi profile, Home Advisor powered by Angi. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
We are, correct.
You are, okay. How's that service working out for you overall?
It's hit or miss. I mean, we've gotten a couple jobs. Yeah, it's hit or miss, though.
Yeah. I did want to specifically ask, though, about the address on there, because my understanding is that your business is service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not really a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want the public to know about?
Correct.
Okay. So the 5751 South Packard Avenue, is that your residence or your partner's residence?
No, that's our main office. So, I mean, we do have an actual office as well with
Okay. Examples
and stuff like that. But
gotcha.
The main appointment, the first point of contact with the customer is at their home.
Right, gotcha. Okay, that makes perfect sense. And then I was looking on the website for an email address. The email address is really just more for us to contact you regarding your account. It's not necessarily something that we're going to like actively boost or promote online for you. But I was looking to see that email address. I had it on the contact page a second ago, but I'm kind of jumping between two different profiles here because we do have one under Antonio, and that's kind of where we've been reaching out to you in the past. But you are the one to handle the financial marketing decisions and purchases for the business at this point, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, we could use my email, okay. Which, I mean, I'd see him before he would, so.
Oh, that makes sense then. Yeah, we would want to do that. And what is your email address then?
Yeah, so my name is, it's my first name, Roberto.
Okay.
At professionalbuilderswi.com.
Got it. And then do you still have access to the professionalbuilderswi@yahoo.com?
Yeah, you can leave that one on file. That's Antonio's email. But he rarely checks it.
I gotcha. So much better, Roberto@professionalbuilderswi.com then.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. And then Mary never did get your last name, sir.
Yeah, my last name is Valdivia. It's V-A-L. D as in dog, I-V-I-A.
Okay. Now, of course, the customers call you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When we contact you, though, regarding your account, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Roberto, did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Yes, please. You can use my direct number. It's a 414.
Mm-hmm.
554.
Okay.
0100.
Okay, 0-100. So that, and then phone calls would be your preferred method of contact. So you'll be the primary point of contact on here. We will have Antonio on here as an authorized point of contact, meaning that if we cannot reach you, we'll try to reach him as well. And then if you would want him to and you're not able to, he can call us with any questions regarding your account. The next step here is to schedule what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google trained technicians will talk to you in great detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or motto, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. You do not necessarily even need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I did want to do one other thing as well, and that's to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account. It's another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Professional Builders WI, I mean, obviously, even if it's you, we might still ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. More importantly, Roberto, if you get calls from someone who's not a customer, and especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and the security question and answer. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us, and you shouldn't speak with them. Again, it's a flat rate of exactly $449. That's a fixed rate, too. It'll never go up on you. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do the city that we were born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
And then we're going to do, you can literally just do GTO. It's Guanajuato.
Okay, G like George, right?
Yep, G like George.
I'll put GTO, and that's all that we need to have and all that you need to know if someone has to ask you that question or if you want to make sure that we know the information. Now, so again, it's exactly $449. I'm going to waive that setup fee. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
Let me grab my company card quick. So just so we're on the same page. So the upfront, obviously you're going to deduct the $449 upfront, and then moving forward, it's $449 a month.
Correct. That's the exact amount. There's not any hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying per click call or job or percentage of your profit. That is going to include $300 of the Google Ads, and then we did reduce the overall cost of the search engine optimization component from $199 down to
$149. Okay. And then as far as like removing that Facebook, does that deduct anything at all? Or
yeah, that took it from $299 down to $199. And then I took the $199 down to $149, and then instead of the Facebook ads, we're doing the Google ads.
Perfect. Okay, so yeah, this is going to be a Visa card.
Is it your name on the card, the business name?
It is under my name. It's under Roberto C. Valdivia. I mean, it's got both names, both Professional Builders and my name.
Gotcha. You said C like Charles, right?
Like Carlos, yeah.
Carlos, gotcha. Perfect. It should start with the 4. All Visa cards do. Roberto, if you're ready to read those digits, give me just 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready whenever you are.
All right. It's 4359.
Mm-hmm.
9500.
Okay.
2628.
Yes, sir.
0227.
And then the expiration month and year?
0830.
08 of 2030, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
679.
So 679 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2030. The card itself was at 4359 9500 2628 0227.
Correct.
Okay, I don't imagine it's the business address. What is the billing address of that card?
I believe it is the business. It should be 5751 South. Yep.
Okay, and then that's 53110. Now, in about a minute or so, or actually a minute or so after I read the voice verification, you will receive a automated email. It's our welcome email. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy, though, I would, in fact, be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure, why not?
Okay, absolutely. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, like I said, receive that by way of email in a couple of minutes here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did, or that we will in a second here, go over in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive that text message, you please let me know, or the email, let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the voice verification is required of us because we are a Google Premier partner. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a flat rate, that we're reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, but it's actually pretty straightforward. I have it pulled up now, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Roberto, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Professional Builders, Wisconsin.
Okay, and that's abbreviated, the state abbreviation for Wisconsin, WI, so Professional Builders, Wisconsin. That's how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Roberto Valdivia, Sales Manager.
And Mr. Valdivia, as the Sales Manager for Professional Builders, Wisconsin, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And for the billing information, the visa that you have on file in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well.
Correct.
And are you bilingual, English and Spanish?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay, I just have to click a box here because we do have bilingual English and Spanish agents that can conduct the client interview. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And the reason for that, of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both our company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
And other than Angie's, I mean, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. We'll make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, fix it if it's not, So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all that information is accurate. Roberto, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the overall cost of the search engine optimization component with the waiving of your setup fee, et cetera, this next part reads as follows. It says, your initial payment, including the one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 6th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $449.00. And that $449 is an exact amount, so there's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google and Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, and in this case, we'll be including the Google pay-per-click ads as well. Now, I did want to see if we can actually do your follow-up call, your client interview today. We do typically do our client interviews first, second, or third day, so if we can get it done today, it would absolutely expedite the process of getting everything going here for you. Days 5 through 7, that's when all of your directory submissions are created and updated, and of course, that's when your client dashboard is activated. The information is there for us to track and for you to see. Now, Google ads, they want us to say 7 to 14 business days, but it's usually a lot less than that. It's usually 7, maybe 10 days, and your Google ads are up and running. You already have a website, so we don't have to build one for you. And then, of course, days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders, the search engine optimization component. You're on the first page for all of your keywords and search phrases. Now, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, continuous reporting, updates, ongoing review, and of course, customer support. Now, if with any form of advertising, we certainly would want you to give it the opportunity to work. You know, give it 2 or 3 months, and you're going to see the best return on investment. Now, it is a month-to-month service, so you can absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. And all that we ask to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Roberto, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Valdivia, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. Now, when is our billing date? Is it the 6th every month?
Your billing date is the 6th of every month, yeah. So it's going to bill on the 6th every month. You're paid through the end of the month, and then it'll renew on the exact same day every month for the exact same amount, which in this case is $449. It is an exact amount. Now, I did want to just check here because the finance department said they were not able to process that payment of $449. Is that available on the card that we have on file?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just call Tony on the other line real quick.
Okay,
can you
sure.
Just give me, can I put you on hold for 1 minute?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to take a look at the client interview calendar.
Thanks. Yeah, no, so that should go through. He's double checking right now on his app to make sure, but
okay. So let me just get a little bit more information here while we're double checking on that. Give my client interview technician a little bit of a head start. Are you guys wanting to be found like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
7 to 7 works.
Okay, Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. And at this point, are you accepting anything other than cash and check? Anything like credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yeah, we do cash, check. We do finance options for our customers. We also accept credit cards.
Okay. Financing options too?
Correct.
That's perfect. Now, as far as the follow-up call, let me just pull up that client interview calendar again. I clicked off it momentarily. So you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Spots are booking up pretty close. Let's see, there's a 2 o'clock and it looks like a 4:30.
For today?
For today, if that works for you. You don't necessarily have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If you're looking to tomorrow, it's way more wide open. It looks like anywhere between 9 o'clock and the last one at 5:30.
I can do, so tomorrow would work a little bit better for me.
Sure.
So tomorrow I can do like 11 a.m. tomorrow.
11? Yeah, that's perfect. We've got an 11 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 11. And I'm going to send you in a minute or so here a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say local splash, CING/SPAN, so for English or Spanish bilingual. And then did you get any confirmation back from Antonio if that card would be able to allow us to process the $449? Sorry about that.
Let me check some again real quick. I'm just waiting for his confirmation here.
Not a problem.
Shouldn't take much longer. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. What the hell?
Is the business licensed and insured?
Yes, it is.
It is both.
And bonded.
And bonded. Okay, perfect. Don't mind me, I'm just putting in the notes here.
Yeah, no worries. Now, when you pushed the pen, did it decline the card?
It did, yeah. The finance department said that it has insufficient funds on that particular card.
Okay. So, yeah, let me... see if you can just give me his card done. Okay, is there a way, like, is there a number that I can call? I would hate to just have you waiting because I know he's probably out at one of our job sites.
Okay.
Is there a number that I can just call directly once, because I'll be seeing him in a couple hours. Like, we have a meeting here in a little bit.
Perfect. Is there a number? I'll text you right now my direct contact information. The number that you have on your caller ID does route through our mapping coordinators. You might speak with Mary, and then anyone who answers really could transfer the call over to me. But I did just text over to you my direct extension. It's the same toll-free number that you have for client support. My extension is 746.
Perfect. All right. Yeah, sorry to keep you waiting, but let me figure this out, and then I'll call you within the next couple hours.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Not a problem. Pleasure speaking with you, and we'll talk a little bit later on today.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, too, Roberto. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.